supports the national average.
Blog Talk Radio.
10% of kids 5 to 11 have received their first COVID vaccination shots.
We estimate by the end of the day today, 2.6 million kids ages 5 to 11 will have gotten their first shot.
White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients said the figure was achieved in the first 10 days of the kids' vaccination campaign. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said unvaccinated Americans continue to be at high risk for getting the deadly virus. She also made another pitch for booster shots and urged people to present the gift of health this holiday season. The jurors in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have more questions. They want to see drone footage of the Rittenhouse shootings, but the defense claims the footage was withheld from them by the prosecution and they filed a mistrial motion. The judge is allowing the jurors to watch the video, but added he's reviewing the mistrial motion. The jurors are deliberating for a second day in Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two men and injuring a third during protests in Kenosha last year. The man who calls himself the QAnon shaman is being sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Jacob Chansley was given 41 months behind bars on Wednesday. He was one of the most visible rioters as he posed in the House chamber, bare-chested, with his face painted as he carried a spear and wore a horned helmet. Prosecutors last week recommended the 33-year-old Arizona man be sentenced to 51 months. The House is poised to formally censure Congressman Paul Gosar. The Arizona Republican recently posted an anime video depicting him killing New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. A Democratic resolution would formally censure Gosar while stripping him of his committee assignments. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Donico Pet Clinic provides comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donico Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team Donico make a difference in the lives of pets and their people. Volunteer or donate today. Donico Pet Clinic. Log on to donico.org. That's D-O-N-E-Y-C-O-E.org.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative cost weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, after that patchy fog burns off and those morning temperatures rise, we'll see partly sunny skies. High temperatures, a little cooler than usual, 45, 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping back down to about 43. For Thursday, more clouds and a 60% chance of showers. High temperatures around 44. Clouds and rain will hang around for Thursday night, lows down to about 40. For Friday, clouds and rain to start the day out, turning to partly sunny skies by the afternoon. High temperatures around 47.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McSilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and Dr. Pat. Grow Your Spirit is to encourage you to let your divine light shine. This is where you can discover how to raise your frequency and vibration, make better and more guided decisions. I love helping you discover your inner truth. Tap into your soul's wisdom. I'm a life coach, and I've helped countless people harness their unique gifts. I get really excited about working with you and teaching you how to open your own intuition and connect with the angelic realm and develop your own gifts. This show, Grow Your Spirit, will teach you about how to connect with the angelic realm. Please tune in to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and together we'll light up the world.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to do this show with Rosemary. I am Dr. Pat, and I get to help open this show and sort of guide this so we can shine a light on what Rosemary D is all about. And the reason I say that, I love that, you know, I get a lot of, what is the word I want to use, Rosemary? Like a lot of grief. I get a lot of grief from PR people. Grief. I don't know. I don't want to. No cussing on the show. But I get a lot of stuff from the PR people, and they say to me, well, Pat, you've got to go back to, like, doing, you know, you got to go back to doing you. And I said, you know, I'm going to do that. We're actually going to bring crest busting back in 2022 because 2022, it's all about you. But I said, that's not where my heart is. That's not what the angels intuitively guided me to do. My purpose is all about you. See, that's hard for PR people to get. But we're going to talk turkey today with you. We're going to talk turkey about angels. No pun intended, Benny.
Sounds good.
Benny may come up with a couple turkey sound effects.
That's okay. I'm all there.
All right. So let me just tell folks, first of all, your story is exactly what we're talking about today. You are Rosemary D. This is about Grow Your Spirit. This is about where we let the divine, and I say let the divine, how should I say it? I say that respectfully because the divine is always there, but it's us that's got to do something to, like, get it going on. So what you help people do is discover how to raise their frequency, vibration, how to become more guided and get guided in decisions. You're a Reiki master, teacher, angel communicator, author, intuitive, life coach, all of that. So all y'all out there right now that you're thinking, I need my B12, get down, get turkey with some intuition today, 1-800-930-2819. This show's for you. And Benny, three copies of the book. This is what I love about Rosemary D. She's got that pay it forward energy. I just love this. I love this. Three copies of the book, Divine Messengers, PFD. You'll get this, right? You just need to, Benny, when they call in, you got to get their mailing address for us, okie dokie, and their email address. Just get us their information, and Rosemary's like all over this.
Got it.
And then today, okay, she's not done. So this is what I got to get this all covered so everybody knows. 15-minute discovery session with her. All you got to do is mention that you heard on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have one more thing that I'm offering that you don't know about this. On the 23rd at 6:30 Eastern Time PM, I'm going to do a free grounding and clearing exercise to help people kind of clear off their energy field before the holidays hit. And it's a simple maintenance thing that they can do with me. If they email me and let me know they'd like to join, I'll send them the Zoom link.
It is such a time to do that. I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about it here in the middle of this today. But let's get down on this, right? Let's talk turkey about this. I've wondered. I've been asked about it. You've been asked about it. Mm-hmm. Linda and I talk about it all the time. But I got to tell you, something's going on with the Linda. Linda's got, and Jessica, but Linda in particular, something is really changed and in a really great way. And I was talking to her the other day, and she says, I love talking to the people on the network. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you this. Some people can jump start and be guided. Some people, no. You know, some people quickly, some people slowly. Today, aren't we going to talk about how to get unstuck as one of the things? Talk about that.
Absolutely. So any journey that a person has involves twists and turns and what we consider problems. Problems are really opportunities to grow in spirit and to, I guess, release some things that your soul has been holding. So a difficulty in life is really an opportunity to grow as a stronger person and maybe be more guided. The problem is that when things come up, people lose their faith, or they lose their hope, or they feel that the world's out to get them, when in fact, there's a lot of powerful guidance behind them that they aren't aware of. So part of it is just allowing yourself time to understand different things and to understand what resonates with you and what doesn't. If something doesn't resonate, put it aside for now and go back to it. If it still doesn't, then it may not be the path that a person is meant to open to. So there's many, many different spiritual paths, and there's many ways to find your true purpose in life. And it all starts with tapping into that intuition and harnessing your inner power and understanding who you are as a person. And that's a growth process. It happens at different ages for different people. It happens for different reasons. Some people come to it after like an illness or a tragedy or a life path change. And some people come in knowing their mission. I was lucky. I came in at 4 years old knowing I was here before, and I knew my mission was to teach, and I knew it from really, really young. But it doesn't mean that other people haven't had that kind of feeling and didn't know what to do with it. So it's a whole process of self-growth, I believe.
And, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because one of the things that you help people do is really harness their intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I love about this conversation with you is, you know, talking about, you know, what intuition really is. And you call it the inner radar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's have a conversation about what it is, because, you know, I know you've heard this from other people before, right? They get a bad vibe, right? And the messages that intuition generally give us of a raise up vibration,
mm-hmm.
they're not the messages that say you don't have what it takes.
That's right.
Those are coming from, I don't know where those are coming from.
Yeah,
they're
that's your own fear.
That, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about how you called this the hidden doorway to angels and unseen help.
Okay, if you think about it, intuition is natural to us, but we often don't listen to it. And if you don't listen to your intuition, obviously you're not going to allow other unseen information to come into you, because it's going to be blocked by your fear. So intuition is simply trusting that we're guided. And if you don't know you're guided, the intuition tells you, because sometimes you'll get like a spark out of nowhere, and that nowhere is the unseen realm. And the intuition is the first way that this information will kind of pop into you. And so I might, like years ago, I got this very strong intuition, go learn Reiki. I didn't even know what it was. So I Googled it, you know, before Google, I couldn't Google it, but I kept hearing the word, and I didn't know what it was. So I figured, well, let me go for a session. So that kind of put me on the path of an energy healer. But I always had the information coming to me through the unseen realm as far as knowing if I can trust somebody, or possibly knowing like information about another person that I couldn't possibly know just because I was sort of reading into them. And I was able to glean that they needed help, or I was there in some way to support them before I even was consciously aware of that. That's what I was doing. So my whole path has always been to kind of guide people to find out who they are as a person,
yeah.
and to make them know that they're loved. Because I think so many go through life, they don't have that feeling of love. And I think the core of any spiritual path or any journey is to know that you are really loved, whether you've been through that experience or not. And that's where I want people to know when they come to me, you know, I'm going to accept you who you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your preferences are. It doesn't matter to me. I want to reach you with the heart of love, so you know that it's okay to share with me, and I'm not going to judge you. And that's really been my path since I've been really, really young. And I believe it's an integral part of who we are as people and how we can help each other.
And, you know, and what happens is, and really talk about this, because I was thinking about this before when I was getting ready to do the show with you, acknowledge that the reason I'm here even talking with you is the very essence of what you're sharing today. Mm-hmm. I am so clear that the ego sometimes would have us think, I did it, I did it, I did it. Now, look, I know what to declare in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the opportunity to be divinely guided to great things. Don't mm-hmm. we have that?
Absolutely. And I know that I was divinely guided to your show, because the day before I got the call, you know, I did pray and ask to be able to reach the world in the right venue with positive, loving people that can, you know, bring this message out. So the next day I got the call, and I had such a strong yes from my angels. They said, absolutely, don't even hesitate. And that's one of the reasons why we connected. But those kind of situations are ones where if I would have overthought it, I could have talked myself out of it. Oh, I'm not good enough. Who wants to hear me? You know, and that's fear talking. When we do that, that's our fear. And I decided early in life not to listen to fear, to listen to this guidance instead. And that's always kind of gives me the right direction in life.
And you know, we're talking about the manifestation in the real world. I want to talk about this when we come back from break. I was sharing with you that I had to leave my home of 14 years And I remember being in this place. This was like I had one knee done, was getting the other, I mean, in the middle of COVID, right?
Yeah.
But what happened was so divinely guided that you can't play around. I can point to so many times in my life where I let go of the wheel and was divinely guided. And all this happened for you. Husband.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, many times. And the thing is, when it first happens, it's kind of like you feel like the rug was pulled out from under you. And then that's when you got to pray and say, all right, whatever it is, let me just get through this. And it's kind of like finding your way through and not avoiding it, because it's a, you know, things in life happen to all of us. And it's really, I've been, thank God, I've been blessed with being able to just kind of, you know, ask my higher self and ask the angels, all right, what do I do next and why I'm in this situation? And it's usually like, hang tight, you'll get through this. And then I'll see the next step after I kind of make the next step myself. So it's always about taking the next right step for yourself and doing it with some trust that you're going to be guided. And it's scary because everybody wants to see, like, well, where's the end of this decision?
Right.
And where am I going to end? But it doesn't work that way. It's always the next right step. And that's always the thing that leads you, is that next right decision that you make. And the wrong ones, of course, they're going to lead you down a different path. But, you know, we learn from those too. Not an easy way, but, you know, people do. So it's just always a learning opportunity for us.
I don't want to learn that way anymore.
No, but
I was okay with it when I was, like, younger. I was like, I'm not listening to you. I'm going to do it my way. But you're absolutely right. So before break, here's what I want to leave everybody with. I cannot logically explain why I mentioned to Susan, who's a friend, who's a host of ours starting next year, why I just happened to say to her on this day, hey, do you know anybody that got an apartment or a home for rent? So you don't know why you would say it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Why her? Why Susan? Why would I say that to her?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm usually talking about her Ducati motorcycle, but why on that day would I say that? When we come back from break, we're going to show you how this works, because you're going to be blown away by what happened the next day. Let's take a short break. Rosemary D is in the house. When we come back, we're going to let you know how to find out more about Rosemary. You could go to Rosemary D, and it's M-A-R-Y, Rose, M-A-R-Y-D.com. You can go to growyourspiritbooks.com. We got lots to talk about. But are you struggling with your intuition? Are you struggling with, do I go left, do I go right? What is it that has just got you up at night? When we come back, brain, and why do we feel like we have no brain sometimes? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com. Are you at a crossroads in the middle of a life change? Tune in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is where she will do her best to guide you to your own divine light within. Rosemary is a life coach and loves helping each of you discover the truth and harness your unique gift. Visit RosemaryD.com to schedule a personalized one-on-one session or complimentary discovery session. Let's light up the world together.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific from TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Sherry Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk turkey about angels' intuition. Intuition is the angel's hidden doorway. This is Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary D, and I get to hang out with her. This is about how do we let our divine shine through? How do we do that? And Rosemary, before we get into talking about the brain and we talk about where that doorway is, and you have a very special treat for us today. You're going to take us through an exercise. Again, how do people find out about you? How do they get copies of your book? And how do they work with you? Because we're coming up on the holidays.
Yes.
And this is where we need some angel power, right?
Yes.
This is where we need some clarity. So how do people do that?
Okay. So one, the easiest way is info at rosemaryd.com and get on my mailing list. The other way, if you're interested in my books, I am on Amazon, and I have several books on there, including, let's see, I'll show you, Divine Messengers, which is a spiritual book. And then I have my books for middle grade, which is Wheel Guardian and Time Wheel. And I also have some primary picture books that I've illustrated and written. I was a third grade teacher for many years. I taught kindergarten and first as well. So I've written those because I just love kids. So I'm hitting all different age levels with my books, but it's under Detrolio. It's kind of hard to find on Amazon. So if you don't find them, you can email me and I'll give you the link. But info at rosemaryd.com. And my website is rosemaryd.com as well. Hands of Light by Rosemary is my business.
I love it.
Yeah.
All of this we're going to continue to talk about and then take it away.
Okay.
So Susan calls me the next day. And she says, you are not going to believe this. I said, what? She said, did you know that Joe and I have a home right there up north in Bothell? I said, you know, I've known you like a really long time, and I work with you, and no, I didn't know that. She said, you're not going to believe this. The people in it are getting divorced.
Oh.
The woman left. It's going to be available in a month. Do you want it?
Wow.
Now, that's how it works, isn't it?
It is. That's
I didn't even ask her how much. I said, yes, I want it. I didn't even see it. But isn't this how this works? Take us on a journey.
Absolutely is. So when I was looking for my house, I was living in a one-room apartment with my son. I had been divorced, and my son was really young at the time. And I just prayed. I'm like, I didn't know where I was going. And I always had this idea, I need some hope. I want to go to Hope. So I kind of put my feelers out, and I found a place, which I'm living in now, still after all these years, and it's got a big property and a barn, and it's beautiful, and it's in the town of Hope. And I love the whole idea that
you know, that I moved to the exact right place. And then in my barn, all the stuff I needed was in there, like something for the roof, and I collect, like, lion things. It was a lion statue, and I found an Egyptian parchment back there. And just all this crazy stuff that is so me, but nobody would know it. And it was all stuffed in the barn, and it was free because I bought the house. So it just led me there. And when I was there, then the plumbing broke the day I moved in, and that's how I met the husband I'm married to now for over 26 years. So it's just the house brought me to the right area. It brought me the right people, the connections. And it had a detached room behind my house, which is my three-room loft, which is my office space, where I teach Reiki and do classes and do readings for people. So it was so cool to find everything I wanted with this one leap of faith into this house. My parents thought I was crazy when I bought the house. They were away on vacation. My father, the carpenter, said, why'd you go buy a house? I have to chop on the walls for you. I'm like, Dad, it's okay. I was guided, you know. So that's how I got where I am.
And, you know, and let's talk about being guided, because that's a large part of what we're talking about today. You know, let me ask you how you learned this. And I don't we have to love our dads?
Oh, I love, I do. My parents were great, and they're both on the other side, and, you know, but I was very close to Dad.
Oh, my God. The whole knocking on the wall, that's so reminding.
Oh, you're such a carpenter. They tell me my house was a fun house because everything was out of skew. It's an old house. And I'm like, yeah, it's a fun house, Dad. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I mean, I have to tell you, to this day, I know I'm being guided. Let's just talk about this for a minute, too, and the work you do. I mean, you're really at this place where you're helping people sift through the many different thoughts we get, thousands of thoughts we get, but we are getting thoughts, but then we get something that hits us, like, I don't have a left brain reason why.
Absolutely.
I randomly mentioned that to Susan on a Saturday and got a call from her on a Sunday.
That's because it wasn't a left brain guidance.
Exactly.
Right brain guidance.
tell us what it is, but also let's talk turkey about how this is available to everybody.
It absolutely is.
Go for it.
So one of the things that I do when I guide people is to teach them how to allow this information that can't be proven into their mind. And it does start with having them tap into body awareness, which I did on the last episode. The next, I tell them that the right brain actually is very intelligent, but we beat it with a stick because our ego and our mind is like, no, that can't be. And we just are like this terrible inner critic that beats the heck out of ourselves. So the right brain is the part that's creative. It's musical. It's very sensory. It has symbols. It doesn't see things in a linear fashion. So therefore, our other side of the brain, the very linear part, wants to say that can't be real because I can't write the list on paper and it doesn't work. But it has nothing to do with what makes sense. It has to kind of do with the flow of what feels right and the quick thought that comes in before you can judge it. For instance, if I'm thinking of a certain situation, like where should I move? And I get, you know, there's a farmhouse out in Hope. Now, if I would have thought about that, I'm like, that's crazy. I'm not a farmer. Why do I want to move out there? But yet, it was the perfect, exact place I needed to be. It started my business here. Like, everything I needed was here. But if I would have left-brained it, I would have never moved. I would have stayed in my comfortable little place, in my one-room apartment, and never made a move because that was safe. And sometimes decisions we make aren't always the safest. They don't have the proven path there, but it has nothing to do with the path. It has to do with your guidance. And that guidance is that quick flash of insight that comes in before you can judge it. And we all have it, but many of us discount it, which is why we're not getting that next connection. And it's there for you. I do teach an angel communication class as well, and I've done that on Zoom, and I've done that in person. So I do teach people how to do this and get that guidance that they want. But it's a step of readiness. You have to be comfortable with the idea that it's there for you. And that's what I've done for my classes since 93, 94 when I started channeling.
So, you know, and this is really important for us to mention really quickly, is that there are ways. So let me see if I know how to say this before we go to break. You and I talk about, like, our life's journey. So I don't even talk about how I got here, but I started to share things recently. We can do it that way, Mm-hmm. Right? Or we could find another way.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that saved me in my life with the things that I experienced, the one thing that saved me was my birth mom, and her, she exuded intuition. I mean, out of her pores, she was so empathetic that life was actually too hard for her.
Mm-hmm. We're sensitive.
Very sensitive. And so what I love about her is when you put my mom and then her brothers together, Dickie, Bobby, Louie, Joey, Johnny, Dickie, Bobby, Louie, Joey, Dickie, Bobby, Louie, Joey, Johnny, Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
my uncles, big family. So she gave me that. They gave me boxing gloves at age 5. Now, when you put
right.
that together.
That's quite different.
But isn't this what we're really talking about? Because, you see, on the one hand, you teach people how to tune in.
Yes.
Then you teach them how
yes.
to take action. Don't you have
Absolutely.
To have that one-two punch?
You have to have that action. And the thing is that we say it's love with boundaries. It's action with your intuition. So if you have a great intuition and you never act on it, your intuition will learn that it's not as important as this left brain that wants to take over. I call it the bossy judge on the left brain side. And a lot of people have been trained, had the intuition trained right out of them, because life tells you that you have to have the list, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it teaches people and kids to discount this natural ability. Therefore, we kind of squelch it. So thank God I had a very intuitive father, and I had a very intelligent mother, and I saw both sides. And I did find out, like, through life, my father's radar was right on. You know, my mother was very intelligent, but she didn't have the radar Dad had. You know, he just had this gut radar that was always right on. And I learned that that's such an important gift and such an important
yeah.
inner thing that we all have to different degrees. And
yeah.
that's what I want to, you know, tell people and train them and help them do, is to find this inner awareness and trust it. Instead of talking yourself out of everything or talking yourself into everything or beating yourself, you know, always I'm kicking my butt, you know. People beat themselves up. Yeah, and it's terrible. It's sad for me to see.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And when we come back for a break, you're going to take us on a journey so that we can learn how to do this, how we can build this muscle. You know, the other thing I want to talk with you about when we come back is this idea of judgment. See, I learned this lesson a long time ago. I mean, it's not that I don't judge, but honestly, when somebody tells me something, it just shows up and then it's there and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked me the other day, Rosemary, what's the most ridiculous idea/solution anybody gave you? And I said, you know, I don't really live in that space, but I do have one thing that somebody said to me once to do
mm-hmm.
that I thought, this is pretty bizarre, until I did it.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you how silly it's really pretty. Actually, it actually did work.
Okay.
It's really totally like silly. It's like Linda would say, only you. Only you, Vasily. Only you would do this. Rosemary in the house. And by the way, RosemaryD.com. Please check it out. Get ready for the holidays. Get some help. When we come back, how do you know your angels are there? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this
together. Einstein once said, the only real valuable thing is intuition. Did you know that everyone is intuitive? It's a natural gift that you improve your intuition. Rosemary D is bringing a special Zoom workshop to all of you on November 9th. You're going to learn to use your intuitive abilities to read photos, remote viewing, and to try out easy techniques for decision making. If you want to sign up for this or learn more about Rosemary, go to rosemaryd.com. That's rosemaryd.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationships with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com. Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Everybody, welcome back. Grow Your Spirit. Rosemary Detrolio is joining me here today. We call her Rosemary D. You can do that. I want to, before we get rolling, you have something really special you've prepared to help us with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something you're offering on, you know, for us for next week.
Yeah.
There's a really good reason to do this. Can mm-hmm. you just, before we get rolling here, tell us about what you're doing and why this was important for you to do.
Well, I know people get very off-kilter near the holidays. They'll be with family. A lot of people that don't have family, it's a stressful time. So one of the things I'm offering is a free grounding and clearing session in a Zoom group on the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time to about 7:15, so 45 minutes. And I'm going to teach you a simple exercise where you can ground your energy, I'll tell you, like when I'm doing the activity, grounding means to keep you centered, and then clear off your energy field, because we do collect a lot of gunk from our thoughts and from other people. And with this activity, you can do like a maintenance on yourself whenever you feel like you're out of sorts. And I found it's very helpful. I know with me, if I'm in crowds too long and there's a lot of people around, a lot of energy, I literally have to do this exercise to clear myself off, so I won't be exhausted by the time the day is over. So I've been able to teach a lot of people how to do that, and it's a simple maintenance that you can do. Nobody has to see you. You know, you can do this on your own at home after you learn it, and it's just a wonderful way to clear yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is really, let's talk about the importance of clearing, because one of the things I said before the break was that, you know, how do you know the angels are there?
Mm-hmm.
And let me just ask you this question, because my experience is when I'm cluttered up or crusted over, as I like mm-hmm. to say, angels are like the farthest thing
I
can see.
Absolutely.
So the clearing helps us with that. But how do we know the angels are there?
Okay.
Like, I know that angel told me to say something to Susan.
Yeah. So one of the things is that when intuition or your angels come in, it's very quiet. It's kind of a soft kind of feeling. So For me, I get the chilies on my body or like that awareness. They call it the quickening. So I'll get like a very strong energy feeling on my body because I'm very sensory. Other than that, sometimes it comes in as a quick kind of a guidance, and the synchronicities start to happen. So let's say I get a guidance, oh, you should take yoga. Next thing I know, I'll be out in the store and somebody will be talking about yoga, or a yoga book will appear in my mailbox, or someone will call me and mention the word again. So those kind of synchronicities are one way that the divine realm will reach you. It's never a negative connotation. Like if I'm upset with someone, I'm not going to get, oh, let's do something mean to them, you know? Like that's not the angels. That's ego and fear. So it's always something positive. It's a very soft guidance, and it'll usually repeat itself in different ways till it gets your attention. So again, the synchronicities are the coincidences that happen in unusual ways. You might get a feather, a penny that you'll find out of place, like on my car seat. I found a penny on my seat of my car that was locked when I went out of my car. I go back in, and there's a penny on the seat. I'm like, oh, it's them again. So it could be that. Many people will always, like, look for signs constantly, and the angels are like, you know, you asked me once. You don't have to ask me 99 times. We already gave you some signs. You weren't listening. We gave you that book. We had your friend call you. We had someone else mention the words. Kind of like we nag God and we nag the angels. Sometimes we don't realize we're already guided. We just have to be better at noticing.
Yeah.
So I think part of it is noticing that they are sending us signs and they are sending us words through other people many times.
Yeah,
but
and
they're there.
And so part of this, too, is, and I want to get back to this, part of this, too, is when we have a preconceived notion or a judgment.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about that a little bit because a lot of people don't see that as a blockage. But
mm-hmm.
the thing that my friend said to me was I was going in, I was doing a shoot one day, but like a photo shoot thing, and I totally forgot my deodorant. Just totally, like I was, right? Like worst
yeah.
nightmare of all. And I just said to the... I don't know if it was the makeup artist or somebody, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, toothpaste. I said, okay, no, I have the toothpaste to brush my, no, toothpaste, use toothpaste.
Hmm.
And I looked at her like, this has got to be it, right? I had this judgment,
yeah.
like, is this the stupidest idea I've ever heard for a moment? And then I thought, what have I got to lose?
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And believe it or not, I don't really understand it. I don't understand the mechanics of it. I don't even know if it was psychological.
Mm.
But that was a trick she learned because there had to be millions of people that this woman worked with
yeah.
that had the same problem.
Yeah.
But see, that moment... she became an angel for a solution that I would have never thought of. Isn't that the power of angels?
Yes. We're all connected. And the thing is, we don't realize we appear separate because we're in these skin bags for a while. But our souls are all connected to each other. So we are all connected by this energy. And, you know, it's great because quantum physics has now given us the science behind all this. But we are all connected. That's why long-distance Reiki works. That's why prayer works. So part of it is knowing that we are all connected to this energy and that sometimes ideas will come in that don't seem to make logical sense. I was told to take my first angel reading and drive out to a bookstore or somewhere until they told me to stop. And it sounds crazy, like who's talking to me, right? But I had this inner nudge, just keep driving and you're going to get a feeling to stop your car and hand the message to somebody that's in that place. And that's exactly what I did. And that was actually the location of my first angel class. In a bookstore, and the man that I gave it to, he was thrilled, and he says, I want you to do a class for me, and that was my first opportunity,
wow.
my first opportunity to do an angel class, but it's because I followed that ridiculous guidance of getting in my car and just driving somewhere until I felt like I had to stop, but that was really the angels guiding me. They wanted me to be there, and they wanted this opportunity for me, so
yeah,
I just went with it.
And this is happening all the time. Now, you
yeah.
work with people, you give them exercises, you help folks develop
yeah.
this muscle.
Yes.
I wonder if there's something you could share with us today.
I would love to. I can do a very quick angel connection with everyone if you would like.
And it's just going to take a few minutes, okay?
Yes.
So how I start is I would like your feet flat on the floor. If you can take your shoes off, that's wonderful. That will ground you. And I'd like you to just take a deep breath in and out and allow this energy to come into your body, this clear breath which connects us to the divine. I would like you, invite you to imagine a bright purple light over your head, swirling over you and just clearing off anything that's stuck on your body or in your mind or in your heart. I'd like you to imagine a bright white light surrounding you. And above the top of our head, we have a special gateway, the gate of God or the Brahman's gate. And this is where the connection from the divine will enter your right brain. I'd like you to allow this energy of this white light and the angels to enter this space. And this is a very safe thing to do. We are protected by a beam of light. We are going to ask for our angel to either give us the name of the angel or some other information they would like to get to you today. And just close your eyes and breathe and allow any thoughts, emotions, or feelings to drop into your space. And then don't judge it. Just allow the information to appear. And when it does, just trust that part of that information or some of that information is there for you. And then you can slowly open your eyes. That's a very, very, very brief way to do it. When I do my class, I actually take a lot of time preparing people to be able to open to that energy, because fear can stop it. If you start thinking, oh my God, I don't know what's going to come in, you know, that can really create fear, which is a block, or judgment, which is a block. So during my class, I really go through a very slow process to get people ready for that. Doing that activity today is kind of like you sent the beam of light out to your angel saying, okay, I'm ready, send me some coincidences, help me out. So if someone tries this another time or later or takes a class and tries it again with me, that will also prepare the way that you're ready to receive this information. It's always been there for you, but you may have been blocking it with judgment or fear. Yeah. So that's one of the quick ways that I help people connect. Again, you know, don't think you can't connect because you didn't do it today. If anyone out there has tried it and it felt blocked, it's a process, and it doesn't usually happen the first time unless I prepared you for a longer period of time and given you all the chances to kind of ask questions and know what this is. But that's just a quick taste of some of it. I also did pull some cards for your audience, and I want to tell you what I
do that. Yes.
The first card I picked today was called Self-Acceptance, and it's really just loving yourself enough to know that you're worthy for this divine connection, and you're all worthy no matter what you've been through in your life, what has happened to you, or who you think you are, because who you think you are isn't who you are. That's who your ego told you who you are. Okay, you're really divine. The next one I pulled today was Divine Timing. Divine timing means things happen in the time that they're supposed to happen. They don't happen before you're ready. They happen when you're ready for the next step. So when to know that you're in the time that it's supposed to be is all you need to know and to trust. I also got a new beginning card for everyone, knowing that we've been through 2 years where we had to completely transform our lives, how we do things, who we are, where we travel, where we go. But this is actually a time of new beginnings, and part of the reason this pandemic did occur was to shift humanity away from what they thought they had to have, had to do, had to be, into a new way of thinking and being. So the new beginning card is for all of you to know that you're on a new path and a new way to open to information that you might have not received prior to this. And the last card I picked was ears, the ear chakras, which means that when you listen to information and it resonates with you, that's a gift and a clue from your angels that there is a direction and guidance they wish you to hear. And that's part of just listening and taking action when you feel it resonates with your soul. So
when we think about this, and I wanted to say to you, I want to go back to what you just did, because one of the things you said, it may not show up immediately, but it does sometimes. And especially if you're listening to this show, you've already tapped into the vibration of what you're saying. So we've already set the stage for people to be able to participate.
Yeah.
It was really interesting for me where I went, albeit for a short minute. You know, I could have gone to any number of places, but we have an opening for a producer, at least one producer, because we're going to be growing. We're going to be having multiple channels run at the same time. We're moving to a weekend and a nighttime shift. And it was fascinating to me where I went as I'm looking at resumes that are coming in. And I immediately went to one person. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know where that goes. But when you get a message like that, even though there's nothing I'm going to do during a show, and I'm not going to do it during my next show, but, but I want to ask you about this and help you, and if you could explain it. It's like it's imprinted. Like if you ever watched the Twilight series, like with, what is his name, King Jacob, I guess that's his name, the werewolf kid, the imprinting.
Right.
So the angels will give you something so clear, and then it sticks there until...
Right, and that's the other part of your brain kicking in. So part of it is, if you see that resume, what I would do is, I would definitely, you know, you're going to call because that's, I know you, you're definitely going to call, but then you'll tap into your body awareness and if it feels right. And you know, I mean, you're so intuitive. You do know already that that's going to be who you're going to call. So that's part of your gift and your journey is selecting the people that you feel will reach the most people and do the best job. And that's, you know, part of your gift. You know, we all have different gifts, and I think once you tap into this higher vibration energy from you know, your listeners and everyone, it brings you on a path and a purpose in your life that you didn't realize you had. Like, I knew I was here to teach, but did I know I was here to teach about angels when I came in? Probably not. You know, I knew I was here to teach, and that's all I knew. But I didn't know the whole picture until I was ready and until it was revealed to me. And that's really where everyone has a path. Whether if even if they're working in a store to cashier, their path might be to smile at everybody because maybe the next person that comes in is depressed and needs their smile. You don't know. So everyone has a gift. I've got one of my friends who's extremely artistic. Her gift is to reach people with her art. She's phenomenal. And, you know, I have another friend that works with animals. Her gift is animals. Like, everyone has something that they're here to do. And a lot of times we busy up with doing nonsense things that other people want us to do or we think we should do, but that isn't what you're here to do. What you're here to do is your soul's purpose, and that's the higher vibration energy that is revealed when you tap into this whole field.
So part of this today, when people are listening, they're going to get what I like to call these hits, these angelic hits, because one of the things you said earlier when we started the show was that we're always, it's not like we wake up one day and, oh, the angels have never been there, they're there now.
Yes.
So let's talk about how we tap into this place, because we're always being, this divine guidance isn't like the universe takes a switch plate and says, oh, let's turn it on for her for now and then turn it off. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we do. So I'd love to know, get some help from you, how do we keep it on? And part of that is what you're doing next week in helping people clear stuff out so that, oh, toothpaste.
Yes, exactly. Then you go with the toothpaste and you don't even care because you know it's right.
I did go with the toothpaste on that day, and you know what? It worked. I don't know how, but and I didn't care.
Good. Yeah, part of it, I would say, is just looking for coincidences. So the easiest way that people get is like when you start getting coincidences, you know that you're reaching the flow. The flow is I am in the flow of what I would like to have in my life. And then you'll start getting these little weird coincidences that happen, and you're like, oh, isn't that strange? That's kind of the first clue that you're on the right path or going the right direction. The next clue and the next thing I tell people to do is just ask. Say to your angels, I am open to receiving guidance. Sometimes you will get guidance through dreams because we're not blocked during dreaming time. Sometimes the guidance will come through a person telling you something or bringing you a place that you never thought you were going to go. Like someone said, let's go do a meditation thing somewhere. And then as you're there, this coincidence begins to occur. So coincidences is the first way. The second is to take maintenance on how you're thinking and feeling. If every time something comes up, you are downbeating it, you're judging it, you might not be in a space where you're ready to receive guidance because you're blocking it. So part of it is moving out of your own way and saying, you know, what if? What happens if I just pretend I'm going to follow this advice and go to that bookstore and hand the person I don't know the change of communication and see what happens? Let's just pretend that he's not going to judge me and I'm this person that, you know, has a connection with angels. Even though I know it was true, you know, there's a great fear with when you go out there and tell people who you are. You know, there's a natural fear of being judged. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think this. They're going to think that. The angels basically told me, we don't really care what people think because it's not about you. It's about our message and that you're the mouthpiece. So I said, oh, cool. That's great because I could be a mouthpiece, you know. And then it kind of took away the feeling of, why am I so worried about what people think about me? I am who I am, and it's just me, and it's just my way. And if someone doesn't resonate with me, that's okay. Someone else will resonate with that person. But they've heard the message, and they might hear it 10 different times before they're ready for it. It doesn't matter. But, you know I've done my part to get this message out. So that's kind of where I sit and where I find my power is just being able to share and allow people their own feeling of what resonates with them or not. You know, nothing to prove on my point, just being who I am, and if it helps you, that's awesome. If it doesn't, that's okay too.
You know? Well, and you know, part of this too, as we're talking about this and this, you know, final, you know, minute we have left, is to leave your personal message with people, especially around what you see and how you have been able to help people, and especially help people through this holiday season.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that. Please do that, and also let folks know how they can book time with you, how they can work with you, how they can find out more about you.
Yes, rosemaryd.com, Candle Light by Rosemary, info@rosemaryd.com. So you can reach out through email or from my website. If you would like to do the free offering on the 23rd, if you send info@rosemaryd, I'll make sure that you have the link. I'm also going to send the link to your radio station so that you can send the link out to people. It'll have a little code on there and what it is, and then you can share that on your end as well. Hey, guys, this is Rosemary, and again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary and Dr. Pat. You might want to get a sense of what your past life has been telling you. Maybe an hour for you is enough. Maybe it's not. If it isn't, you can sign up at rosemaryd.com to book in a discovery session with me, and if you mention this radio station, I'll give you a little extra time. But no matter what, please tune in for the next session on transformationtalkradio.com to continue lighting up the world with me.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KMUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Still on I-5 northbound just after Albert Hall Place, Michigan Street exit. It's heavy through the I-90 and most downtown Seattle. It's this good thing to break free after it's like the 520. Over on the east side, 405 northbound is still heavy out of those S-curves. It'll break free around Park Drive as you're climbing up to Kennedy Hill. Stay tuned, coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and scientific. Topic for the show today, the movement that changes everything, the art of shamanism. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The jurors in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have more questions. They want to see drone footage of the Rittenhouse shootings, and Judge Bruce Schroeder said he's inclined to let the jury watch the drone footage for as long as they want.
So I think it's insulting to the jury to tell them that they have to have these restrictions on their viewing.
But the judge did say he will hear from the defense and prosecution and decide how long the jury can watch. The defense claims the footage was withheld from them by the prosecution and they filed a mistrial motion. The judge is allowing the jurors to watch the video, but added he's reviewing the motion for a mistrial. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two men and injuring a third during protests in Kenosha last year. Two of the three men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X could be exonerated following a new review by the Manhattan DA's office in New York City. This follows a 2020 Netflix documentary which cast doubt on the guilt of Muhammad Aziz as well as Khalil Islam. Mujahid Halim, who was freed on parole in 2010, has admitted to his participation in the murder but says the other two men weren't involved. The Innocence Project is working with both men's attorneys and DA Cy Vance. Islam was paroled in 1987 and died in 2009, while Aziz was paroled in 1985 and remains alive. It was on February 21st of 1965 when Malcolm X was assassinated in the Washington Heights area of Manhattan in the Audubon Ballroom. The man who calls himself the QAnon shaman is being sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Jacob Chansley was given 41 months behind bars on Wednesday. Vice President Harris is under fire for continued problems at the southern border. Even members of her own party, like Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar, have abandoned her.
I've moved on from the vice president to say, okay, let's work with the ambassadors, let's work with the State Department, let's work with Homeland Secretary.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was grilled this week by the Senate. He admitted the vice president has not been directly involved in his department's key border policy decisions. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Here are the major rules for all KKNW Call to Win contest. After our contest on-air cue to call, the first completed call received at 888-298-KKNW or number given at time of contest will be selected and verified as the winner. You can win a prize valued up to $100. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150KKNW.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative top weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, after that patchy fog burns off and those morning temperatures rise, we'll see partly sunny skies. High temperatures, a little cooler than usual, 45, 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping back down to about 43. For Thursday, more clouds and a 60% chance of showers. High temperatures around 44. Clouds and rain will hang around for Thursday night, lows down to about 40. For Friday, clouds and rain to start the day out. Turning to partly sunny skies by the afternoon. Again, today's around 47.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge, the concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help, and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on the Healing Hour right now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin, the Healing Hour, and I'm here with Dr. Pat.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
And in the background, we have Benny and Jacob and Olivia keeping us straight today.
Good luck with that. Fun.
Are we just a little bit curly?
Oh, my gosh.
So I was listening to that opener, that music that we played, and I just want to remind everybody, first of all, please call in if you have any questions. Tell me if I'm saying this right, 800-933-2819. 930-2819.
Yeah. And I just want to say that this show in particular, The Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, this is all about readings. This is all about getting help. This is all about shifting energy because that's what she does. You know, this is the show where you bridge the mystical and the scientific. And that is her area of expertise. And today in particular, this show and that call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, because we're talking about the moment that changes everything, I want you all to have that moment. See, I all of you all to experience that moment. And in what Doc Martin is going to talk about is in the journey that she is having and has had, that this is the art of shamanism. And so today's show and our theme for next year, I wasn't kidding when I said our theme for next year is 2022. It's all about you. Every hour of programming, every giveaway, everything we do for 2022 is all about you. It's all about our hosts. It's all about our listeners. It's all about our team. That's the energy that is being asked of us to bring forward. And that energy is, I think, Doc Martin, what you talk about when we had the moment that changes everything. Tell us about that.
I've been on a journey, as I'm sure all of you have, to shift my awareness to build my connection to the unseen world, the spiritual world, and to be able to stop myself before I enter a decision so I'm sure not to, or do the best I can, not to make an ego-based, anger-based, jealousy-based, crazy decision that bites you in the butt later. And so I was thinking about that because I was thinking of what has helped me make those more enlightened choices. And that's what I want to talk about today. My shamanic training has helped me link up with natural forces, with the unseen world, to get spirit helpers, to get allies with the power animals. And I have learned, or I'm still learning, to call on them for advice, for wisdom, before I make a commitment. And it happens in a split second. Now, you can take longer, of course. When you first get started, you will take longer. But when we inhabit that energy field of connection to spirit, it in and of itself, by definition, is more enlightened. It's more, and you know the New Age buzzwords, it's more high vibration.
Yeah.
Well, high vibration just means less density that the earth holds, less density of the human shadow side. We know there's a lot of density around.
Yeah.
So I really want to share that with you because I think it helps. And it's also entering, and we're coming on Thanksgiving, at least here in this country. When we enter in a relationship with components of spirit, whether they're angels, fairies, wood spirits, water spirits, dragons, stones, when you enter into a relationship in the shamanic world, you have balance and you're always grateful. So these are helpers that we can ask for help. And coming on Thanksgiving is kind of a reminder to make sure you say thank you. Pat, that's kind of finding that power to be able to inform your decisions with an energy of empowerment. I don't mean power. You remember David Hawkins' book, Power versus Force?
Oh, like my total favorite, one of my favorite books ever. Mm-hmm. That was any book that I've ever really revered, somebody has given to me for me to change my life. They're like, oh, like, sister, you need some help. Read this book. But it's a great book. I mean, the book covers everything, including addiction, right?
Right.
And we don't even talk about him enough anymore.
Well, the reason why I say power is, I mean, as he explained, power as in empowerment, power not as in domination over someone. Domination over someone is not the kind of power I'm talking about. I'm talking about internal power that we all need to tap into. We have a lot of it if we can tap into it. So bringing those helpers on board has literally saved my life. It has saved my life in bad, I had a bad horse riding accident. And we can talk about that in a minute if we want. But it has saved my life in reducing my day-to-day anxiety. I don't know. I know, Pat, you've talked often about your upbringing, and I've talked a little bit about mine, but I had parents, and this is not, oh my, that I'm this way because my parents were bad, but I had parents who were either emotionally unavailable or physically unavailable, and a mother with mental illness, so I didn't have a lot of trust in my life. But that mistrust spilled over into almost all of my actions as an adult. I wouldn't trust people. I was very skeptical. I was suspicious and never let people in and always looked for what's coming next. How are they going to trick me next? Now, it didn't show. I mean, I made it in the business world. I made it in academics. So I kept it pretty well. I had a good poker face. But it came with a lot of anxiety. And I don't know how many of you guys listening, worrying about everything that could come forward, everything that could come around the corner and grab you. And I would be worried. And at night, I would process the day and process tomorrow and this week coming up. And could I handle it and my tests and my teachers and work actions, and what does that person really mean when they said that? Are they coming after me? That's exhausting.
Ugh.
And it's stressful. And I didn't sleep well. And then I started putting my shamanic training into action.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I found out that there are forces in the world, even just the energy of the earth, of nature, that are bigger than me and that have my back. And when you align with something that is life-centered, such as earth energy, nature, that is going to keep going no matter what. Now, yes, of course, there are natural disasters, but for the most part, a tree isn't going to bite you in the butt. And you become aligned with these stable, nurturing energies, just solid, grounded, solid. Or if you're a person who can see things, there are people who are very capable of seeing other energies. If you start feeling angels, you start feeling these voices talking to you. I don't mean psychiatrically.
No, but you do hear these voices. We were talking about this before. You know, they're almost like we have these built-in guidance systems, right? And those are the voices I think you're referencing. You know, those are the voices where, you know, we have been in situations in our life and we have gotten the guidance. Now, sometimes maybe we listen to it, or maybe not, but they are there. And I know you've been guided. I know I've been guided. And, you know, growing up, kind of like you, there's a picture that I sent to Benny of me and my table tennis coach. I had one face. That was it. That
was
face.
Was it grumpy cat face?
If you saw that face, it was so – there's a picture of Sam, right? He's turned around to me and me, and I'm standing there. And I lived in this one shirt, by the way. And you could see that picture, and I know Benny or Olivia, somebody has posted it before, but if you looked at that, you would see the face of a kid that was closed by doing the thing you're talking about, though. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I'm not saying this is like an overnight thing to change from that phase to this phase. But inside of me, there was the light. Isn't this what you're talking about? Right?
Yes. And when you can link up with those energetic fields, and we call them angels, wood spirits, dragons, they're all energetic fields, that we do share. We share a part. Part of us is that. And that amplifies it. And when it amplifies it, it makes it more present in your behavior and your actions and your decisions. And it's such a relief because it's more open. You're able to be more open. You know, you're talking about pictures. There was a picture we have of the five kids. I'm the eldest of five. And we were living in Hong Kong at the time, and we're standing there. And we're all blondes, and we're standing around our car in the carport, and not one of us has a smile on our face. We are grumpy cat picture a times five. I mean, it was, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know.
You know, don't come in. I'm watching you. I'm not letting you in, so don't even try it.
But isn't that what today we're talking about? Let's take a short break because we're talking about the moment that changes everything, the art of shamanism. And the reason that this is so important is, you know, I was looking at this for us today, and I was hit with reflections. See, I think the angels are working overtime on me recently. And I was just hit with these moments, you know, the moment. Right? That's what we're talking about, the moment that changes everything. You've had it. I want to know about it. But how does shamanism help? And it's so ancient. Like, it is the thing that only existed back in the day. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Martin's going to talk
we'll be back.
To 100% of the people. Everybody has got that moment inside that will change everything. We'll be right back.
All right.
Yes.
What?
You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
You have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Mainku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithadd.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin and me. For more information about Doc Martin, as I love to call her, go to drsharonmartin.com. For Facebook, go to Sharon Martin MD. Twitter, Sharon Martin MD. You are going to hear a lot more from Doc Martin in the next several months. I'm excited about the book she's writing. I'm excited about what we're talking about, but I'm even more excited about the message that she brings that takes the bridge of metaphysics and spirituality and science and brings it together so that we have tools we can use. Okay, Sharon, people are going to want to know. Look, I talk about shamanism like the original healing modality. We may not have called people shamans, but people did shamanic type things. I believe that's why we're even alive today, because folks did some things to keep us as a civilization alive, survive.
Right.
But people don't know. How does it help? What do we do? Can I do it? Do I have to go be Sharon? Do I have to be Sedona Cahill? Is it for everyone, Sharon?
Well, the quick answer is yes. And the reason that I love it is this is a system of interacting with spirit and the world that has been around for a minimum of 35,000 years, probably 50 to 70,000 years. It's how our ancestors, and we're all indigenous from somewhere, how our ancestors related with the forces of nature, with the energies of the earth, the sky, the seas, the water, and how they communed with them in order to make their lives livable, workable, and thriving. So shamanism and the shamans that are most like the indigenous, that the 35,000, are often found in places like Mongolia. But here is where humans could still feel energy. They felt it and they could tell the difference between energy components. The energy of thunder, much different than the energy of rain, and they were able to work with their energy field and the energy field of the universe, the matrix that we talk about, to which we're all connected, and they could either know things that were going to happen or help shift the energy field around a member of their tribe or their village in order to help them heal. That ability to connect with the universal field, to understand your energy field, and then to learn to change it by your thought, by your intention, to command a
shift for yourself. That's what we have forgotten how to do. But as soon as we learn it again, and you're all capable of learning it again, and that's what my book's about, as soon as you can do that, the shifts are immensely powerful and potent. So I fell in love with shamanism the minute I saw, I probably told this, somebody gave me a copy of Alberto Villoldo's book, Shaman, Healer, and Sage.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of his face next to, in the background, the steps of Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
And I saw that in something, you know how you get a kind of a feeling? They say, what, like, love at first sight, you could tell from across the room, or you just know this person is, you're going to, or somebody said something, and you think, I can really connect with that. I saw Alberto's face in that picture of Machu Picchu, and I was gone, lost into a knowing that this was a path I wanted to take, and a wisdom and knowledge I wanted to learn. And I think that we are all called to reconnecting with that ancient wisdom. How many of us have really loved the information from Native Americans about sitting around a fire, about going on a vision quest, about doing a healing sweat lodge? Why are we all drawn to that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody really wants to be in the desert in the middle of the night all alone out there on a rock wondering, you know, what creature's going to come and get you. But we're drawn to it, and I think we're drawn to it because it connects us to that ancient wisdom that is genetically inside of us and imprinted in our energy field. I mean, I think that's why people love Africa. Yes, it's beautiful, and the sky, there's no cities around, so the stars must be incredible, and the animals are unique, but I think we are connecting to something very, very ancient.
Yeah.
So shamanism, that ability to make friends with and allies with the forces of nature, of the earth, that surround you and impact your daily life, is how we can gain mastery in this world and how we can have better control over our destiny. And I think that's what I mean when I say the moment that changes everything. When we're forced, when we're faced with a decision, if we have that link up and we take that split second to drop into that connection, energetically drop into that connection with our helpers, and we'll talk about helpers more in the next segment after our next break. When we drop into that, we are hitting a higher frequency, a higher potential, and something that is in harmony with the forces and the currents of life force of the earth. And I think that's why, for me, I think it's so powerful to know those realms when we're making a decision.
Yeah.
Now, I want to take a minute and digress just a second. We had talked a little bit about David Hawkins, a psychiatrist, very, very spiritually tuned in. And he left the National Institutes of Health, NIH, big science think tank, and moved out to Sedona, where he began to study consciousness. And he used muscle testing, which is a whole subject in and of itself, and determine what emotions, what characteristics that we inhabit, and whether or not they are considered high vibrating. And he put up, and Jacob, if you don't mind showing that map, he came up with this logarithmic scale where love is way on the top of energetic frequency. And as you come down, there's gratitude. And when you get below, the things that bring negative energy are shame, deception, greed. So just when I talk about finding something of higher energy, looking at David Hawkins' map of consciousness, if you're going to approach something and you can shift yourself from jealousy into the very least acceptance, or find something about that situation that gives you gratitude, you are shifting it at the very least up the scale into the good, into the quote good zone. So when we go to link up with our helpers, which we'll talk about in the next segment, at that moment, if you can shift, you can use that relationship to shift yourself from an anger into at least an appreciation for what this, for the other person's point of view, or gratitude for something about them that they bring to the table, even though they annoy the you-know-what out of you. If you can find something, you are shifted already. And the destiny that comes out of that is a more enlightened, higher vibrating, and certain to be beneficial at the very least to how you flow in the next moments, weeks, whatever. Pat, are you following?
What I love about this and what you're describing, and I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Hawkins. I'm so glad you mentioned his work. And by the way, you know, he has a whole book on that map that you just described. He has a whole book. But his work, first of all, his work was so opening and so inclusive. And what you're talking about for me is, and I just had a moment because I think he is in Sedona now, but I think also his daughter is there too.
I think he has since passed away.
Yeah, but I mean his family, his research. But in the world we're living in right now, and this is what we're going to talk about when we come back from break, I am probably one of the least likely, if you looked at me on paper in 1993, 4, 5, 6, right? If you looked at me right then, 90, coast, grew up in the Bronx, I would have been the least likely person if somebody said, Pat, in 3 years, you're going to be in the high desert of California with Sedona Cahill for 10 days. Just water. 3 days on a quest. One night in a circle. I would have laughed so loudly. Honestly, it would have been hilarious. The only one that would have agreed with that, and this is what I want to talk about these helpers when we come back. The only one that would have agreed with that would have been Linda. Linda would have said, absolutely. When we come back, why are we hesitating to call on our shamanic spiritual helpers? What is holding us back? And what Doc Martin is going to walk us through is how closely we are aligned, even if you think you're the least likely person to have this ability. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Doc Martin.
Okay.
To put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. If your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, a fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story's about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce, and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh. Find us at SusanDolce.com and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. God of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Everybody, welcome back. We're going to go ahead and skip the next break because, you know, this is the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, and I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to take this journey with her. But we've got a lot to talk with you all about. You know, Sharon, I was explaining the moment that changes everything, and I was explaining one of them. Not all of them are that big, right? Take us on this journey about these spiritual helpers because they show up in the audit. My boss, who wanted me to steal ideas from a shaman, who even, I know now you don't do that, but my gosh, he became a helper for an event that changed my life. I was never the same. Tell us about how this worked. Tell us about what we can do. But more importantly, this is the work you do with people. See? Mm-hmm. This is the work you do with people. This is the energy you bring in. This is the transformation you help people with. And I got to tell you, we do need help right now.
We do need help right now. So to find those moments to change everything, we're talking about linking up with spirit, the shamans of ancient times did. But what everybody thinks, well, you know, I didn't go to Machu Picchu or I didn't go on a vision quest or I didn't have any download of a dream that predicted something. But the truth is, even if you're not fully aware of it, you are surrounded by energetic beings, not just those of your deceased relatives, because the ancestors are indeed with you and guiding you. And so all of us have that. And then the trick is, or the work you do, the inner work, is to start to open your awareness. And what we used to do, I'll just digress and tell you a story of when I was in training with Alberto Leoldo in Four Winds. And he would have us go through our day-to-day, and we have workshops, and so we had 6 months to sort of integrate and bring about the changes of what we had learned. And he would have us look out of the periphery in the peripheral vision. And you'll be surprised at the awarenesses you start to have. The visual field is shimmery sometimes, and it moves. Or you'll see a shadow dart across. Not to be afraid, But just to know there is activity in realms that we're not aware of, and the trick is to practice being aware. One of the best descriptions I had to understand this, I don't know how many of you ever read the Carlos Castaneda books, but Carlos went as an anthropologist to study in the Sonora Desert. He met an Indian who turned out to be a very powerful energetic worker, a very powerful, he didn't call himself a shaman. I'm not sure what God wants to call himself. A man of knowledge, knowledge meaning to really understand the workings of the world. And when we are, we have a luminous energy field, a ball of energy around us. And all of us have agreed to a particular view of the world called the consensual reality. And as we do that, there are beams, electronic threads in our energy field that are activating and touching the surface of our field just in a very, it's like a pie slice, just that little piece. And that's the way we view the world. And we all have, and it's called our assemblage point, where those fibers of our awareness are assembled just to touch that view of how we see our connection to the outside field. And what Don Juan taught Carlos to do, and what we all can do to expand our awareness of what's out there, is he taught him how to shift his assemblage point so that you start to consider other explanations, other realities. And that literally is moving the filaments of energy with which you connect to the outside world are shifted. And you can start by doing that by looking at your peripheral vision. You'll be surprised what you start to find. Or bend disbelief for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a big one.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No, it is. It is. It is actually, by the way, it is the cornerstone for why the law of attraction works for some people and doesn't work for others. You know, the idea of the law of attraction was so left-brained in its delivery or what people heard. They missed the whole alignment piece that we're talking about right now, right? You know, you can't be like angry, crazy, mean person or like intensity Pat in that picture and think you're going to attract and manifest what? Your heart's desires. And so what you're talking about requires a spiritual experience, in my opinion.
Right. And when you start to shift your, at least your willingness to entertain other explanations, or and then you start to say, well, even if you have a knowing when you're in a situation, you have a knowing that something's off. I used to have, I couldn't say I actually heard it, but it was if I was told or I had a knowing, and it was always in one side of my head, always on the left side. That is energetic connections to the unseen world that are steering you and guiding you. And then with your own inner work and diving into in your quiet time, and this is why meditation is so important. And I don't know that you have to meditate like a Buddhist monk, so I don't mean that. But that quiet time, that inner silence, Carlos Castaneda talks about that as well. That's when you can start to explore those feelings, explore where did they come from, ask yourself the question. But you have to get out of the craziness of that's going on around us.
Yeah.
But those feelings, when you start to have those feelings and you allow yourself to pay attention to them, that's really suspending disbelief. You know, it can't be. Nobody's talking to you. Wait a second. I just had a feeling. What is that feeling? And then you start to give it more presence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give it more weight. You don't have to take its suggestion. You don't have to believe anything you don't want to believe. But as soon as you say, you go, wait a second, I'm getting this feeling. Well, let me not let go of this feeling. Let me not dismiss it. And then you start to see a deeper realm and a deeper, more of it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing for knowing yourself and the out there.
And, you know, I want to talk about for a minute, just quickly, how it shows up practically for people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this is a connection. This is a simple version of it. I'm going to do it quick. I lost my favorite pair of earrings. See them? These are my spiritual favorite pair of Moonstone Opal. I don't even know what they are. I've had them forever, and I misplaced them. Unheard of. Agonized over it for a couple of days, and then I let go of it. Yesterday, I grabbed a jacket because it's cold here now, and I don't jack the heat up to 80, so I just like to work around that, my place with like a jacket. So I grab a jacket that I rarely wear. Grab the jacket, put my hand in the pocket, I'm a pocket girl, and wrapped in a paper towel, there's like a paper towel in it that I was getting ready to throw out. Like who keeps it? Who needs it? You don't need it. In the paper was this pair of earrings. Why would I pick a jacket that I don't normally wear inside? What was the idea of letting go of the attachment to those earrings? And what was the voice? I didn't hear a voice. But I grabbed a jacket to wear in my house yesterday that I wouldn't normally wear. Isn't that how it works?
Those surprising moments, I believe, are orchestrated by our connection with spirit. So awarenesses that you get, they could be from genetic memories. They could be from imprints in our energy field. They could be a whisper of an ancestor. They could be your guardian angel. And you don't have to believe in any of those, but just start paying attention into, out of the blue, you get a feeling that you should do something different, that you should take. This is how my mornings go. I get up about 4:30, get ready to roll, feed the animals out of the barn, give the dogs their food, and I'm heading to work at about 5:30, 5:40. It's dark, especially now. It's really dark. And I have to be careful about deer because they're, especially now it's coming on hunting. Ugh. I'm not a hunter. But anyway, so then they're all crazy, running crazy. Well, I'll get this feeling not to take a certain road, that something's going to be a little too crazy down there. Now, I have cultivated, and I want to talk some about helpers before we close up.
Yes.
I have cultivated relationships with Jaguar. Jaguar is an archetype used in Peruvian spiritualism. Very powerful. It's symbolic for in the Peruvian medicine wheel of the left direction, which is the courage direction. And I, since I started training 15 years ago in shamanism, I started cultivating relationships with Jaguar because, as I told you, I have a lot of anxiety. And this is where I turned over my anxiety to my helpers, who in this case were Jaguar. And as I said one time, I forget, maybe I was talking with Carl Greer, I didn't just have one Jaguar pal, I had three. That tells you how much anxiety I had. I had to have three. But anyway, that energy of them is actually internal energy of ourselves. It's energy of our luminous field. So when I say I sent Jaguar out on the job as I'm driving to work to watch the perimeter, to keep the deer away, I'm actually holding an energetic construct in my field to have that barrier. But I name it and I let it be Jaguar. So I literally see them going out, the main one up ahead, the two younger ones on the side, guarding my way. And that's how I have help going to work. I've called them Jaguar. It could just be parts of my energy field. I like anthropomorphizing them. I like the fact that they have shapes I can relate to. So you have helpers, and you have, and let me just back up and say, they are the ones, I believe, who talk to me and say, not this road today. And I believe them. I'll tell you another story. I'm coming back from Four Winds training. We, I forget what direction it was. It might have been the east direction, and the archetype of the east is the eagle. And I'm coming down a back road from Connecticut back to Pennsylvania, and a hawk comes flying down in front of the car and hits the windshield and is knocked off to the side of the road. Well, I'm in tears, so I pull over. I can't find it anywhere. I'm worried it's dead. I've killed it. Oh, my God, I've killed it. You can see feathers on the windshield.
I know the feeling.
Yes, but I can't find them. Well, I'm there for about 10 minutes gathering my thoughts. I continue to drive ahead, and not a mile ahead is a big accident that literally just happened. Mm-hmm. And I had this, and I have the goosebumps now, that this helper, okay, we're making up stories. You can call it a story. All I know is it felt good to feel it. This hawk put itself in my path to stop me because the accident up ahead, which had just happened, killed some people. But I laid, and I could have been in there. I literally could have been there because 10 minutes I would have been in that mix-up. We're surrounded by helpers everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
And the fun part is developing relationships with them. So if you're a nature person and you like to be out in nature, find something that you might connect with. The spirit of a tree, the spirit of a brook. Mm-hmm. Perhaps as you're sitting there, you feel a shimmer of energy. Those of you who garden, I don't know if you ever feel a good kind of, I call it a shimmer. For me, it's a shimmery feeling of good energy in your garden. And, you know, the people who are cultures that are more easy to believe this, take Iceland, for example, they believe in the hidden folk. They don't have any problems being embarrassed by telling you they don't build there because the hidden folk live there underground. Take an energetic feeling or an awareness and sit with it and ask for it to show itself to you more clearly. And when you start that dialogue, when you start that awareness, that willingness, that's the old willingness, get rid of your disbelief, allow, is a big word, allow, start to communicate. Even if it's just listening and seeing and observing, even if you're not ready to actually have a conversation. I mean, I talk to my jaguars going to work all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, you watch for the deer because I'm too tired to pay attention, so I'm counting on you.
Yeah.
Develop that relationship because you are putting your field into a broader, you're shifting your assemblage point. And you are putting your energetic, luminous energy field into connection with different parts of the universal field. And that expands your awareness. It expands the frequency that you can relate to. And I also believe it actually strengthens your ability to connect to the creative life force that keeps us moving forward in the earth. So find a helper, whatever you want to call it. Is it a guardian angel? Is it a cloud being? The Mongolians very much believed in wind and thunder. Mm-hmm. And the Andean Indians, not only in Peru, and in Mongolia, they connect with the energies of the mountains. Each mountain has spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So connect with anything, and then you can have a moment of awareness right before you make a decision. And when you're just learning this, it's going to take a little longer than a split second. And you just say, okay, guys, help me. Help me make the right decision. And that help should be in the higher vibrations as on that map of consciousness. If it's a decision from down here, that shadow side, that's our bad, that's our sticky stuff, you don't want to talk to that. There are dark forces. There are evil things in the world, but they don't give you an answer here. They give me answers down here like, that son of a gun, I'm going to get him more. I'm going to make sure that person never gets hired. Or those kind of answers, they're not high-vibrating answers.
Right.
You don't want to go there. So we take a, you have a choice. You ask for their help, and it helps you drop into surrender from your aggravated feeling you had a minute ago, or your worry, or your shame, or your jealousy, and you shift it. The very least, shift to gratitude. That can always be grateful for something, even if it's simply that you're able to take your next breath. Shift it to gratitude. That opens your heart, opens your energy field, and allows you to connect to your helpers that you're going to be working on establishing relationships with. And then watch the depth and the power and the beauty and the expansiveness your world takes. So it's wow. It's
yeah. It's, and, you know, I want to say to people that Earthmaking, I've tried to do this, they can call you and work with you.
Yeah.
So that you know, so part of this, the part of the difficulty in the journey for me was thinking I can do everything alone, hence that faith. But when the light bulb went on, where I decided maybe I don't have an animal that comes to me, they can call you and schedule a session with you, and you both can work through the discovery of this. Because sometimes we need the help of someone like you, Sharon, to enable us, you know, to not have such a closed mind. Or maybe we have a decision that if spider shows up, I don't like spider, right? So part of my medicine is spider. I have some interesting animal totems. Well, when that showed up, I thought, how ridiculous, spider. And then I read about Spider Woman. Going to help people, one, open up the conversation, but then also get some insight on who their helpers might be. How do people do that? How can they contact you? Let's make sure we give them a phone number.
Okay. So one thing that I want to say is I'm all about helping you do it yourself, but that doesn't mean I'm not here if you need me. So drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com, and that's 833-940-1882. I never remember my 800 or my toll-free number, so email me, and that would be sharon@drsharonmartin.com.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversation to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is slow movement and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in, and let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour,